Your family, your father, your family actually owns Blarney Castle?
That's absolutely right, Nick. It's a funny thing that someone has to own it, I guess. And when my father passed away 3 years ago, then my brother inherited it, and it's you know, a busy place. I mean, and this wonderful story of the stone. Which I must say,
kissing the Blarney Stone.
As a child, it always amazed me that people were prepared to come from far and wide to climb up the old stone steps and then kiss the stone. And I remember asking my father once, you know, why? You know, what's the attraction here? And he said, well, it's the great gift of eloquence. And as it seems, the story was that McCarthy, who owned the castle a long, long time ago, saw a lady drowning in the marshland that's below it. It's now been drained. And he saved her, and she said, look, I can't give you any money, you're a rich man, but what I can do is I can cure your stammer. If you let me hold you by the feet upside down over the outside of the castle wall, and you kiss a stone that I point out to you, your stammer will go. Well, he was either going to die or his stammer was going to go. And I think that's the story that caught on, the habit. And since then, it's grown from there to where it is now.